I'm taking a break from recording an audiobook. It's a science fiction novel, and I'm recording it for an audiobook publisher. It's the first time I've been working with them. And it was the first audition I did for them, and I really didn't think I was going to get it. I was up against about 15 other narrators, and I got it, which was a real shock, and now I'm really I'm quite stressed. I've got an audiobook of From Dark Places to... Well, I've finished recording that, so I've just got to edit and produce it by March the 1st. And I need to record an entire novel of 88,000 words by March the 1st. And that's editing too for this audio publisher. Anyway, that wasn't what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was... it's this post I've got in my head, and I really don't know... I don't know where I'm going with it. I'm feeling a reluctance about writing it because I don't know why. Maybe I've still got to figure it out, so I thought, well, I'll come here and I'll stand inside my little velvet recording booth and see if I can figure out what it is. And what I want to talk about is part of my... It's a post that would be part of the Writer's Rutter section of my website, which is a place where I kind of write about things that have happened on my writing journey. That sounds a bit pretentious, doesn't it? On my writing journey, I have experienced such as adventures as... And, you know, I don't want it to be pretentious. It's just, I hate kind of bullying advice to writers, which there's a lot of online. And that's why I made it a rutter, because I wanted it to be a kind of record of what I experienced, and that it might be different for other people, but it might be stuff that they might find useful. A rutter, by the way, is the name of the kind of the captain's logbook on old ships in olden days when they were proper wooden sailing ships. And the pilots, the ship pilots, used to keep detailed records of journeys, so they would know where there were reefs and where there were dangerous currents and all that kind of stuff. So the next time they went, it was safer. And the rutter was something incredibly valuable to other ship pilots because it effectively gave them experience without having to actually make the voyage. Where was I? Anywho, yes, this post is about how early a writer kind of exposes their work online. Because I was really lucky, I think, in that I did a lot of writing and a lot of hard work and a lot of unblocking myself after 10 years of not writing for years before I made it online, before I had a blog, before I had Twitter. And I'm really glad that I did that now. Because I wrote absolute crap. I mean, absolute crap when I was unblocking myself. You know, I hadn't written for 10 years, and it was like clearing out blocked pipes, and there was a lot of rubbish that needed to be blasted through before I wrote anything worth the paper it was written on. And even now, bloody hell, even now, I'm not even sure it's worth the paper it's written on, but publishers are taking risks with me now, so that's the kind of gauge I use now. That my writing seems to be enjoyed, and you know, people online like it. Oh, I've just looked at my screen and I've been rambling for nearly 4 minutes. That's no good, is it? Maybe I just needed a little catch up with you. Oh, blimey, there's all kinds of stuff in my head, and because I've been so busy, I haven't felt I've had the time to kind of sit down and write a post. Maybe I should talk about this in another boo, because I had to explain the rutter thing, didn't I? And what's been going on lately. Blah. I need a cup of tea.